You're listening to the Startup Growth Engine. This is a show for small business owners and startup execs looking to hear best practices around profitability, growth, managing a tight budget, developing a tax strategy, turning the corner with a startup, and more. Listen to hear honest conversations with startup experts who've been through it all with a success story to show for it. Let's get into the show.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining another episode of the Startup Growth Engine. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Maggie Crowley, Head of Strategic Development here at Layton. And today I am joined by Allison Brown, who is the CEO and founder of Flux Energy Systems. Welcome, Allison. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Maggie. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Our pleasure. So let's get right into it. What is Flux Energy Systems?
Flux Energy Systems is a consulting engineering company. We work for renewable energy developers, and we design the sites that allow them to bring exciting new technologies hooked up to the electric grid. Ultimately, our goal is to combat climate change through using innovative technologies to reduce our carbon footprint.
Nice. Well, we definitely need that. Even if we're just basing it off of some of the insane weather that we're having all across the country. And you're in California, right?
I am. I've suffered through 3 days of rain.
Oh, geez.
It's been challenging.
And so how did you find yourself getting in this line of work?
I graduated with an undergraduate degree in physics, and I wrote my thesis on solar energy. Graduated into the 2007 recession, and of course, there weren't a whole lot of jobs. And most other physics grads were debating academia. That was not for me. And so I went into solar energy, started as an internship for a work trade company where I took classes side by side with electricians transitioning to the green energy economy, while also interning and developing educational content. So once I was trained on how to actually install solar, I went up onto the roof and was installing residential solar projects, carrying modules up multi-stories of ladders, and have slowly grown in my capabilities and experience until 7 years ago founding Flux Energy Systems.
Oh, cool. So this has definitely always been your bread and butter and your passion. What was like the deciding factor, the point where you were like, I need to just do this differently and do this on my own and start my own business?
Renewable energy, especially over the last 15 years, has the industry is constantly changing. As tax credits become available, technology evolution, reducing product costs, and changing regulations, the market regularly shifts. And so over the first roughly 10 years of my career, I'd worked for quite a few different companies that saw huge opportunity in the market, hired lots of people, trained them up. We pursued that opportunity for about 2 years. That market opportunity dried up and everyone was laid off and dissipated. And so going through that yet another time, it was like, well, maybe I can put together a team of really great engineers who recognize how electrons work, and we can pivot from market to market and support these companies that are taking these innovative projects and sort of chop out some of that hire and fire within the industry. And our team would retain the talent, retain the knowledge, and grow and get stronger with each project. And so here we are 7 years later. It's been working.
That's awesome. You know, it's kind of similar to what we see in the world of tax credits. There are tax credits, incentives, even grants that are available for a year. Some are thankfully built into the tax code for, you know, the foreseeable future. But then there are some grants that are only available for 1 week. So we've sort of structured our business in the same way where we have built out a team to evolve with the new credits that present themselves in the market.
Yeah, it keeps the work interesting because you're applying your knowledge, but you get to learn something new with each iteration of the industry.
Absolutely. It definitely does. So what has it been? How big is your business at this point? How many engineers do you guys have on staff?
We are 6 people. We have just extended an offer who accepted for a 7th, and we expect that we'll be growing with a couple other people this year, mainly due to some of the federal level incentives in the Inflation Reduction Act. So we're awesome. Expecting a lot of growth.
And how do you guys, what's that like for an earlier stage business that's like not gigantic? How do you go about the process of finding the right talent and then keeping them interested, and especially in such a competitive job marketplace like California? What do you guys have a big differentiator that keeps people with you?
I think our biggest differentiator is work-life balance. And while also having access to a lot of different types of technologies. So as an engineer, you don't want to work 90 hours a week every week, but you also want to be challenged in new ways. And so we have really strived to, you know, sometimes it's busy and everyone works way too much, but for the most part, maintain that separation of life and work. Or if people go on vacation, they go on vacation. And that distinguishes us from engineers perhaps working with developers who don't have that work-life balance. And then the different types of technologies that we work with distinguishes us from a lot of the large engineering firms where you get slotted into a specific role and you design the same type of wire 500 times over the course of a week.
Yeah. So you guys are presently hiring, correct?
We are, yes. Looking for engineers with experience in renewable energy in California, Texas, or Colorado.
All right. So check out their website if anyone's interested.
Thanks, Maddie.
Shameless plug for you.
I appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit more about the actual like progression and growth of the business. When was there a key moment for you when you realized like, whoa, I've done this. I have a business, like this is going to go somewhere.
We were about to hit that whoa moment in February of 2020. Took a couple step backs when everyone went remote and having to figure out how to collaborate remotely again. So the real whoa moment probably happened in the last year, because our team is, while small, we're mighty. We really take on a lot of work. We're streamlined. There's no conflict. Everyone knows their role and volunteers when they make a mistake so we can fix it. It's just like a really wonderful collaborative moment. And every time I'm in a meeting, I look around the room and like, each one of you brings something that I have no idea how to do. And that's a really empowering feeling, is as a group, we're so much stronger than any one individual. So that's been in the last year, and it's been getting feedback from, you know, ultimately our plans get built by contractors, and getting the feedback from the field of like, oh, your plan set's clear and easy to follow. I'm like, all right. Then our engineers are talking to our contractors. That is success.
Yeah, that's great. So what's been your biggest project that you guys have worked on so far?
We are working on a couple of very large battery energy storage projects. So a lot of people, if they're based in LA, like driving up to Mammoth or driving through the desert, you'll see massive solar energy projects. There's solar panels as far as I can see. What we've been doing in the last 2 years has been retrofitting those projects with batteries so that, you know, electricity has to be used when it's created or stored. So when the sun shines, the solar panels are creating electricity and it has to be used in that moment. Right now, California is making more solar electricity at certain parts of the day than we need. And so by retrofitting these battery storage projects at the solar panels, we're able to store those electrons until people get home, turn on the lights, they're running the dishwasher, and all of a sudden there's a huge surge of electricity need when the sun's no longer shining. So we've been working on a lot of very large projects that are starting to get built that really allow the state to tackle or to consume more clean solar energy.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. So are you guys primarily in California, or have you expanded across the U.S.?
We do projects in the Southwest. We've done a few projects elsewhere, but mostly all of our work is California, Texas, Nevada, Arizona.
Awesome. And so what, for you on a personal note, what has been the most satisfying and rewarding part of building this company?
It's absolutely the team. It's early on, I would hear people talk about how the team is the most important part and they couldn't do it without the team. And I didn't quite understand how you could have like so much support and where that feeling from other entrepreneurs came from. And in the last year, like what I was talking about, it's really pretty incredible to feel everyone pulling in the same direction and churning out a work product and providing support to our clients who are rapidly taking on really challenging, risky projects, but being able to lean on our sort of steady, methodical, organized culture so that they can deal with the chaos. And it's really fun to see our little team support these massive projects.
Yeah, that's amazing. How have you guys made it happen from a monetary perspective? Do you guys have private funding, VC backed?
We are 100% bootstrapped. It started off, it was me and I took on a contract where I essentially lived at a truck stop for 3 days a week to supervise some solar panel installation. It was not the greatest work-life balance, but that saved up enough income to hire in two interns. They turned out to be wonderful. They became full-time employees. Then we were able to take on more challenging projects, and we've been slowly growing. And the beauty of that is, since we're entirely bootstrapped, like 2021, we were all fatigued and we're like, you know, this is a year we're not going to grow. We're going to take some time, sit back, relax. And there were no external pressures for us to do anything more aggressive. So it's been a really wonderful benefit to be able to guide our own destiny without the external pressures of third-party financing.
Yeah, like a board.
Yeah.
That's definitely great. And then you guys have, of course, taken advantage of some tax credits and incentives that are available to you, hence how we know each other, how we met.
Yes.
What was that process like? And I think a lot of people view it as like daunting or complicated and might not apply to them, but what was it like for you guys?
So one day, I believe it was like 2017, 2018, I got a phone call, and I usually ignore unknown calls, and I decided to pick it up. And one of the Layton team explained this tax credit concept to me. I was like, this is way too good to be true. Called my accountant. He was like, no, this is true. You should be taking advantage of it. He did some research, said Layton looks great. And for the past 6 years, we've been taking advantage of the payroll tax credit. And the Layton team's done all the hard work. They ask us a bunch of questions. We fill out some questionnaires. And then we've been able to get, you know, $10,000 to $20,000 back each year that we use to support taking on some of the riskier, more cutting edge projects that we otherwise wouldn't be able to take on.
That's great. And hopefully there'll be additional services and credits rolled out that can help you continue to sustain your business without third party funding.
Yep. That's the goal.
And then one final question, how do you guys as a team, how do you celebrate your wins? That's, I think that's one of the best parts of a startup is like every success is like a huge milestone and there's always loads of celebration. So what do you guys do to celebrate those wins?
We laugh at ourselves a little bit. A lot of the members of the team don't, there's not much of a drinking culture within our team. And so we've pivoted to ice cream. And around Thanksgiving last year, we just had worked so hard and really delivered some projects. And so with the teams all working remote, so they're scattered, and we had like a bunch of Uber Eats deliveries of ice cream to show up at people's doors. So it's when we're all together, we always try out some new version of ice cream. We have some vegans on the team, some lactose intolerant, so we always have to find the dairy-free options. And ice cream has, we tried to use champagne once and no one got excited about the champagne, but all the ice cream was complete. It was eaten.
That's cute. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and share your journey as you're growing this great business of yours.
Thanks. And thanks to your team for the support we've gotten. You've made what feels like free money easier to obtain than you would expect.
It's our pleasure. It's our job. And we love it.
You've been listening to the Startup Growth Engine. Keep connected with us by subscribing to our show in your favorite podcast player. If you like what you've heard, please rate the show. That helps us to deliver business tips and best practices from startup experts. Thanks for listening. Until next time.